White, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, California, January 27, 1874. Dear Clarence, we are usually well. I wrote you a letter by candlelight early in the morning, which so affected my eyes I have not been able to do any writing since. My eyes are better today, and I hope will soon be sound again. I have written a long letter to the youth of Battle Creek, which I will send tomorrow. I feel deeply anxious in regard to the young, especially as I learned of there being a singing school in operation. Generally, the singing schools have been attended with serious evils to the young. Not that a singing school is sinful of itself, but whenever there has been one held, there have been evils growing out of it, which have been death to spirituality. I hope that this is not the case now. I hope that you, my son, will watch unto prayer and not let Satan take advantage of you in any way. Cling to Jesus by living faith. Be firm as a rock to principle. Preserve your integrity at any cost. Let the frivolous-minded enjoy their cheap and fashionable sports and amusements if they will. But, my son, let your mind be elevated above this. In humility and in simplicity, work for the good of others. Crowd all the good works you can into heaven, freighted with many prayers. The angel with the writer's inkhorn is to place a mark upon those who sigh and cry for the abominations done in the land. Those who unite with these follies and vanities and sins of this age will be passed by and receive no mark. Be true to duty. Do not neglect to bear your testimony in meeting and to exercise your gift in prayer. You need not be a novice or dwarf in religious exercises. You may grow, but be ready to bear your testimony and be steadfast. Let other youth call you deacon or old man or anything they choose. Let it not have the least effect upon you. Do you press to the mark for the prize? Eternal riches you may gain. Oh, do not fail, but be earnest and persevering, and win the heavenly treasure through Jesus Christ, your Redeemer. I commit you to God, my dear son, and to His watchful care. Edson has not written us a line. I have written him two letters. If you know anything of how he is getting along, please write us. Much love to you. Remember us to Brother Brownsberger. From your mother. We are glad to hear from you at all times, and we want you to write as often as you can and not have it interfere with your studies. Your father is quite strong and is doing considerable writing. We feel deeply grateful to God for His mercy to us. My health is quite good, except rush of blood to the head and inflammation of the eyes. Sister Hall is quite well for her. She weighs 103. This is about 6 pounds more than she weighed in the mountains. The little girls are quite well. I see in them the temper and disposition of the mother, which needs to be carefully handled and corrected that it shall not grow upon them. We do not have much trouble with them. They, neither of them, think of eating more than twice a day. It is getting dark, and I must close. Your mother.